Welcome to this edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Alan Watts with Farm Bureau. County farm service agencies across the state and nation are governed by a board of county committee members who oversee the operation of the office and distribution of funds to farmers. Kentucky Farm Service Agency Director Brian Lacefield says the county committee system is unique to the farm service agency.
The county committee system is one that has been here since our inception, and it continues to be something that's very unique to just the farm service agency. That we have got federal representation here at the absolute most local level, working with each of these offices across the state.
Lacefield adds each service center in the state includes representation from all counties.
Kentucky has 64 service centers across the state, and those states represent, each of those offices will represent either one county or multiple counties. We have some offices, some that I was in down in the southeastern part of the state represent 8 and 10 counties for what they are covering in their areas. And some offices are just covering one county. And
he notes county committees vary in size.
Depending on how many counties you cover, depends on how many members you have on your county committee. I think three would be our smallest, and 10 would be our biggest in the state. And these are folks that are elected by their peers. So the producers and landowners in the area, they elect the representation on the FSA board.
We'll have more in a moment.
Every year, Kentucky farm families work together at the grassroots level to identify shared challenges and achieve common goals. As we mark our 100th year as the voice of Kentucky agriculture, Kentucky Farm Bureau reflects these challenges and goals in our policies. We're proud to advocate for farmers in everything we do. Why Farm Bureau? Because Kentucky's success depends on improved farm income, better economic opportunities, and enhanced quality of life for all. This message brought to you by Kentucky Farm Bureau.
Kentucky FSA Director Brian Lacefield says all eligible landowners can vote this fall in the election.
We'll be sending out the ballots to everybody that's eligible to vote. Will be mailed on November 4th. So folks can be watching for those coming in later on this fall. And really encourage people to take the time to read it, to make their votes, and then send them in.
He notes it's important for people to be a part of the process.
We will send out nationwide about 2 million ballots, but historically we're just barely over 10%. I think we've been between 11 and 13% in what we're actually getting back. We would love to see higher participation, both in folks engaged and willing to run and serve, but also just taking the time, as all of us are producers, to be able to vote.
And that's today's edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Alan Watts on the Farm Bureau Radio Network.